Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. This is the central and principal mystery of the Christian faith. Okay, and this should be no surprise whatsoever, because we are talking about God Himself, the beginning and the end of all things. And this is the answer to the fundamental question in every human mind: who is God? This is the answer to every desire which is in every human heart. Okay. Why am I here? Where am I going? To whom do I belong? What will make me happy? Okay. All of this is summed up in this mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. And so this is a true gift that this has been revealed to us by God, answering these fundamental questions, satisfying our fundamental needs. We know with infallible certainty that God is not some vague force in the universe, some impersonal force out there. We know that God is also not everything. We know that we are not God. This may be a surprise to some, okay? But we know that there is only one true God, and that in this one true God, there are three divine persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so it is knowing this truth that enlightens our entire lives. And it is loving this truth, loving this God for whom we were made, that fulfills us, right? Everybody out there is seeking happiness and fulfillment, and this is possible, okay? If we seek it in the right place. Knowing and loving the Most Holy Trinity with all of our strength through the Immaculate. And this is what God wants. He wants what's good for us and what will make us happy. And this is what is good for us, and this is what will make us happy. Now, it's important to understand some fundamental truths about the Holy Trinity. That is, there is one nature in God and three persons. And I encourage everyone to read what is known by many to be the best explanation of the mystery of the Trinity known to mankind. Okay, and that is the one written by Frank Sheed. So if you go home and you Google Most Holy Trinity, or just Holy Trinity, Frank Sheed explains, or put those words in there somewhere and Google it. We all know how it works. It will come up. Ignatius Press, their site, Ignatius Insights, they decided to make that available to the public. And it is worth your reading, kind of the fundamentals that everybody should know. But more important than knowing, okay, these particulars about the mystery of the Trinity is living a humble life, okay? Having a humble, contrite heart and a loving heart. Live a life that is pleasing to the Trinity. The Imitation of Christ mentions this when Thomas A. Kempis, he says, "What good does it do to give an eloquent discourse about the Trinity and not live a humble life, and therefore be displeasing to the Trinity?" Right? So first things first, we need to strive to be pleasing to God and not be, you know, great intellectuals and apologists. Okay? Those things are useful too, but they're only useful in as much as they are ordered to our growth in holiness. We need to be aware of this. St. Paul says that knowledge puffeth up. Knowledge can be a real danger and make us become proud and therefore displeasing to the Trinity. And so it's not that we despise knowledge, right? We are Franciscans, this is true. We're not Dominicans. But that doesn't mean we despise knowledge and we don't see its value and its use. But it is secondary to love, which has priority. We must, first of all, love God. And then, by extension, love our neighbor for God's sake. So it is God's plan that every person who comes into this world come to the knowledge of this truth, embrace it, and enter into communion with the Trinity. This is the amazing thing. God has created us not to know him from a distance, from afar, okay, but to know him intimately and to enter into his very life. This is what our Lord is explaining to the apostles in today's gospel. He says, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." And so there it is. There's the mission, to make this truth known to everyone, and then, upon it being received, to baptize them. And it's through baptism that we are brought into union of life with the Holy Trinity through grace. So that is the plan of God for the whole human race. No one is excluded from this. And now we go to the second reading, in which St. Paul explains that, again, from baptism, we are made adopted children of God, sharing his very life. God has become our Father. He's not only the Father of Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, but he's also our Father. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You have received a spirit of adoption through whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And so the whole human race is meant to become one family in God. There is one God, and there is meant to be one family in God, in truth, not separation, right? A plurality of beliefs exists. Okay, that's a fact. There are different beliefs out there. But that's not desirable. No. Unity is desirable. Unity in truth. That's what we desire. That's what we strive for. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And so that's where we live in this world. We are sons and daughters of God. We are heirs with Christ. But there is a stipulation, a qualification. If only we suffer with him. There's the condition. We need to follow our Lord. And our Lord said, if anyone wants to follow me, let him take up his cross daily and come after me. If only we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. Right? That comes after death, the glorification, not before. So in this life, we live in union with God, with the Most Holy Trinity. We follow our Lord on the way to Calvary, enduring all of the difficulties with patience, with love, and resignation to our Heavenly Father, and then we will be glorified. That is our hope. And we have Our Lady. She is the mother of this family, right? That the plan of God to make one family of the human race, God as our father, Mary as our mother. And she accompanies us on this journey with her maternal love and solicitude and protection and care. And so she guides us along the way with the sweetness of her presence and the help of the grace which she mediates. So we can go forward in life knowing the truth and being joyful in the truth and helping one another, our brothers and sisters, to arrive at the final goal, our glorification with God in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.